is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has angered lawmakers on both sides of the aisle with some late-night firings. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
One more example of a lack of respect for rule of law.
CBS's Christiane Benavides explains.
In an unprecedented move, President Donald Trump overnight fired more than a dozen federal inspectors general. The IGs are considered an independent check on abuse of power, tasked with investigating misconduct in federal agencies to assure it doesn't take place.
President Trump held a rally in Las Vegas today. He was cheered as he visited the casino floor at Circa. He told the rally crowd he will end taxes on tips.
If you're a restaurant worker, a server, a valet, a bellhop, a bartender, one of my caddies.
The Senate today confirmed Kristi Noem as Secretary of Homeland Security. CBS's Willie James Inman has more on last night's drama.
In a late Friday night vote, the U.S. Senate confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's next Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote after three Republicans, including former Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, sided with Democrats in opposition to Hegseth's nomination.
Hamas has released four more hostages. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The four young women, dressed in olive-green military uniforms, smiled and waved to the large crowd of Palestinians that had assembled in the square. They were then handed over to the Red Cross and taken to Israel, where they held emotional reunions with their families at the hospital. The four young women were among five kidnapped from a military base near Gaza and held in underground tunnels.
The Trump administration is resuming the shipment of one-ton bombs to Israel, which the Biden administration had paused, fearing they were killing too many civilians. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Kara Finstrom says investigators will soon release their findings on the cause of the wildfires.
LA Fire Justice has announced they will hold a news conference on Monday to unveil what they call critical evidence about the cause of the Eaton Fire. Well-known consumer advocate Aaron Brockovich will be taking part. They maintain Southern California Edison's equipment ignited this. Investigators have not yet determined an official cause.
An Alabama woman has set a record for recipients of pig organ transplants, surviving 61 days with her kidney. Dr. Robert Montgomery performed the surgery.
If you saw her on the street, you would have no idea that she's the only person in the world walking around with a pig organ inside them that's functioning.
The woman says she's full of energy, feels good. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We now know who will perform at the Grammy Awards.
Performers include artists who have already won several Grammy Awards, like Billie Eilish. Several first-time nominees will take the stage, like Teddy Swims.
Don't you know?
Many performing who are up for Best New Artist of the Year, like Benson Boone.
Please stay.
The show takes place Sunday, February 2nd in Los Angeles. You can watch on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Kia is recalling 80,000 electric and hybrid vehicles because their front airbags may not deploy properly, or they could deploy unintentionally. The problem is due to potentially damaged wiring under the passenger seat. The recall covers Kia Niros. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 10 above. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny, upper 30s to around 40 Monday and Tuesday. A few flurries possible Tuesday night into Wednesday. Currently 35 degrees.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old.
Just a-
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
She made a
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yes, it is. Time is on.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear
all this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
With a love so rare and gentle. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is sure to face legal challenges after he fired at least a dozen inspectors general who check for abuse or fraud at federal agencies. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a chilling purge.
Mike Ware is the Inspector General of the Small Business Administration.